You need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord. Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Together, you are going to find out, praise God, that all of the sparkling eyes, all of that whispering in the ear. Oh yeah, sweet things, praise God. Amen, because I know that when folks start living together, amen, there are gonna be some times when some trouble is going to raise its ugly head. And the question is, do you have that reservoir of faith? Praise God, that love that you say you have for one another, so that that marriage will be able to stand during those difficult times. Amen. I'm not going to call anybody out. Don't get scared, praise God. Pastor, not going to do that. But I'm trying to say, praise God, troubles are going to come. And when those troubles come, there better be a foundation that you are standing on. And that foundation has to be Jesus Christ. Faith in him. Praise God. And that is, in fact, that's the reality. The reality is that those storms are going to come. The reality is that the winds are going to blow. The reality, praise God, is that things are going to happen in our life. Somebody had told me 3 years ago or 2 years ago that I would be walking gingerly now. Praise God, because y'all know how I used to walk. Praise God. If somebody had told me that, I would say, no, you don't know what you're talking about. But praise God, I'm living that experience. I'm living the fact, praise God, that there's going to be some trouble that's going to come. Yeah, you go, Deacon Roberts. I'm living the fact, praise God, that the rains are going to fall. Wind is going to blow in our lives. And when it happens, praise God, there better be a foundation that we are on, so that when they come, we'll be able to be stabilized. Amen. And I see the hands of those out there who have had some winds to blow, some that have had some rain to descend, some that have had even hail, praise God, to fall in their lives. Amen. And you better be glad that you had something to fall on. You better be glad that you had that solid rock foundation. And his name is Jesus. And we must face the reality. Troubles will come. But let me close this morning. I've already talked about the alternatives. You can either build on an unsure or unsafe foundation, or you can build on a solid rock foundation, one that is stable, one that is dependable, one that, praise God, will give you some permanency. Yeah. Praise God. And I already told you, praise God, that there is a reality. Yeah. Praise God, because if you look at both houses, I get the understanding that Both houses looked the same. Both of them had the same amount of windows. Both of them were probably painted the same color. And on the outside, they looked like they were something that would last. But praise God, when the rains came, when the wind began to blow, that's when we find the difference in the house. Which takes me to my last point. Even though there are alternatives, and even though, praise God, there are realities, I'm here to encourage you this morning. Praise God, you can achieve. You see, the positive promise of this parable is that we can achieve. We can stand and face life. We can build our life properly. And when Jesus offered the alternative to us and set before us a choice, he was also assuring us that success was, in fact, possible. Let me see if I can make this thing plain for you. You see, achievement depends on obedience to Jesus Christ. Because if you look at both builders, it was based upon the fact whether or not they obeyed or disobeyed. So obedience, praise God, played a big role in the decision. Whether we build a stable house or an unsafe house depends on our obedience to Jesus Christ. Praise God. You see, verse 24 and 25. I like those verses. It says that whosoever hear these sayings of mine, I would liken them to a wise man who built his house upon a rock foundation. There is something about the rock, Sister Hayes, that intrigues me. The Greek word for that rock means Petra, P-E-T-R-A, and it's the same rock that Peter said, praise God, when they asked the question, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some say you are John the Baptist. Some saying that you are Jeremiah. Some said that you are Isaiah, of one of the prophets. But I like the way Jesus Christ made the question pointed. He said, but who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? Peter said that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, you'll find that in Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, all the way through about 20. Praise God, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And upon this rock, the same rock that he's talking about, that rock was Jesus Christ. Upon this rock, I will build my church. And one thing about his church, the very gates of hell cannot prevail against it. You see, this rock means, praise God, that we can achieve stability. We can achieve permanency. We can achieve, praise God, lasting foundation upon which to build our lives upon. You see, when a family obeys Christ, when a family turns in faith to Christ, and when a family acts on the teachings of Christ, I'm talking about enunciating the Sermon on the Mount, that family is a house that is built upon a rock foundation. Oh, Lord, let me see, can I make this thing a little bit clear? I got some folks in here that I got to call their names. Praise God, Sister Barque and Deacon Barque. I just got to use you as an example today. Praise God, I remember going to your house. Praise God, before young Caleb died. And I would go around the house. People don't know I'm observing things. And when I see signs around the house that says, praise God, he that built this house, built a house that will not fall. When I walk around a house and I see signs of scripture all over the house, lets me know that that family is built upon a solid rock foundation. I don't care what tragedy come. I don't care what rain fled. I don't care what wind blew. And praise God, that Thursday morning, some wind blew through the barbecue house. But you want to know one thing that I loved about that? They didn't throw in the towel. They didn't blame Jesus Christ. They didn't blame the Lord that they serve. Praise God. They didn't blame him. You know why they didn't blame him? I know it hurt them because I saw them cry. I saw tears flow from their eyes. But one thing I know, although it hurt, praise God, their house was built upon a solid rock foundation. Hallelujah. Because I've seen folk, some in church, and when death visit their family, they get mad with God. But I'm glad y'all didn't get mad with God. And as I close, that brings me to a story that I read. There was a story about a man who wrote books, and he had two friends. Help me, Holy Ghost. One of the friends of his had a son who was going to medical school, had a bright career ahead of him. But one day when he was home visiting, on his way back to the university, praise God, the boy got hit by a train at a railroad track and took his life. But my God, and every time this friend would go and visit the man, it was just like the man had given up on life. He didn't want to hear nothing about the Lord. He didn't want to hear nothing about healing. He didn't want to hear nothing that would soothe his agony. That's because his house was built upon sand. But this writer also had another friend who also had a young daughter who had an inspiring career. Praise the name of Jesus. And praise God, this young girl, this man had one daughter, and this daughter had come home to just meet with her daddy. And on her way back, she was killed in an automobile accident. But because this father raised his children, raised them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. The story goes, praise God, and that wind, praise God, this father lost the daughter. He went, praise God, and said that I'm going to meet her. I'm going I'm going to see her again. Although she might be dead, I'm going to see her again. And what he did, what this father did, he took some of the excerpts from the letters that he gotten from his daughter, where she talked about her love of Jesus Christ, and published those excerpts. The difference being, this one father, praise God, had raised his family on a solid rock foundation, told them about Jesus. Another father had raised his family on an unsure foundation, so that when tragedy came, one fell and one was able to stand and say, praise God, I know I'm going to see my daughter again. Because in the resurrection, I know, praise God, when Jesus steps out on that cloud, hallelujah, and that the dead in Christ are going to get up first. Then we that are left behind, hallelujah, we are going to be caught up to meet them in the air. What am I trying to say? What is the foundation of your house? Is your house built on sand? Is your house built on that solid rock, Jesus Christ? And sometimes when we look, I look at Luke's version of that same text. Luke gives us something that Matthew doesn't give us. Let me read it real quick. Luke chapter 6, verse 47 and 48. You can put it on the marquee. He says, whosoever comes to me, hear my sayings, and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house, oh Lord, and dig deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, and when the steam beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Same rock was Jesus. But you want to know what it was that Luke adds? Luke adds that the one who was building the house, he dig deep. Hallelujah. Let me see if anybody over here understand what I'm saying. He dig deep. Let me see if anybody in the middle got it. He dig deep. Let me see if anybody over here got it. He dig deep. You want to know what Luke meant when he said that he dig deep? That means that he did something. He did some things to reach the rock. We have to do some things to reach the rock. Hallelujah. We got to come to church. Hallelujah. We got to listen at the word. That's digging deep. Not only that, we got to study the word. That's digging deep. We got to go, praise God, visit the sick. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. That's digging deep. He dug deep until he reached the rock. And when he got to the rock, he was on some stable ground. My message to us today, if you are building your house, if you're building your house on a solid rock foundation, dig deep, dig deep, dig deep, dig deep, don't get like some of these folks in the world that said a little this, a little that won't hurt you. You better keep on digging. Dig just like you're a bulldozer. Dig just like you're an excavator. Dig deep to try to reach that rock. That rock is Jesus. Because when you get him, I'm here to tell you that everything is going to be all right. And when I say everything is going to be all right, that doesn't mean that you won't have some wins. That doesn't mean that you won't have some rain. That doesn't mean that the wind won't blow in your life. But when the wind blows, when the rain falls, and when the storm descends upon you, praise God, hallelujah, your house would be on solid rock foundation. You may bob and weave, may blow your back sometime, may blow you forward sometime, may blow you to the side. But if you notice, my feet are stabilized in Jesus, because I know that he is the author and the finisher of my faith. So if you are building your house upon a rock foundation, keep on digging, keep on digging, keep on building, because one of these old days, building days will be over. Hallelujah. Singing days will be over. Shouting days will be over. Studying time will be over. And we will hear his voice say, come on up. Come on up. He's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I just don't want to be good. I want to be good and faithful. I don't just want to be faithful. I want to be good and faithful. Come on up and enjoy spoils of the world. I'm here to tell you, as I asked the question this morning, what? What is the foundation? What is the foundation of your house? Your house on an unsafe, unsure foundation, or is your house built on that solid rock? Because in this life, we are going to have some ups and some downs. In this life, rains are going to fall. Winds are going to blow. Storms are going to come. And if you haven't experienced any of those calamities, only word I could say to you, keep on getting up in the morning. But Jesus Christ is standing there with his arms wide open. There might be somebody in here today. you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we're going to ask that you come today. We ain't asking that you come join no church. We're asking that you come and join the universal church. We're asking that you come and give your life to Christ. We want your life to be on a sure foundation. And that foundation is Jesus. It was Jesus who suffered, bled, and died for each of us. He came to this earth. I'm talking about left. He left glory temporarily. Come down here and to dwell as a man. I'm talking about left all of his majesty and all of his glory that he experienced with his Father. It was broken. He emptied himself and he came down here and he lived 33 and a half years. Give me a clean heart, so I might serve thee, Lord. So that I can be used. How many of y'all want to be used by him? By the I'm worth of all these blessing. Give me a clean and I follow thee. Sing that one more time. Give me a clean I said that he went on a cross and he died. Put him in a borrowed grave. Stayed there 3 days and three nights. And early one Sunday morning, he got up. He got up to let us know that when we lay down these lives, it's going to be only a temporary thing. Because if we died in this solid rock foundation, when he comes back, and he's coming back, you'll be able to go back with him. Yes. Give a clean I follow thee. Amen. Let the church say amen.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time.